This is Inside Agriculture. Good morning, welcome back, and welcome to the final 2 weeks of the year. Today, one of the shortest days of the year. Winter solstice was Sunday morning. Friday on Farm Talk, Frayne Olson, North Dakota State University Extension Grain Marketing Specialist, talked about corn, good export demand, and mostly the same for wheat. But
soybeans is a little bit different case. We're a little bit tighter inventories on soybeans. We had a big reduction in planted area. Yields were good. Total production's about where we were last year. Moral of the story is, the market is exceptionally focused on soybean sales into China. There was an expectation bubble that was created when we got the agreement, the framework agreement. Everybody's all bent out of shape about saying, yeah, we finally got it. We're ready to go. Here we are. And as we've come into actual realization that when you look at the numbers, yes, those are definitely going to help us, but we're still well behind our normal pace at this time of year. And so I think the reality is kind of set in right now where, yes, China's buying, but, you know, and they're buying up to, I think they will get to the levels that were in the framework agreement, but it's going to take them a while, and those levels are still well below what we've saw the last couple of years. It's going to be a little more challenging for soybeans. It's a lot more volatility, some chances, but it's right now people are just saying they're disappointed. When the framework agreement was placed in, they said, okay, we're going to purchase 12 million metric ton by the end of the year. Well, in the United States and in Europe, we think of January 1 as the end of the year. Mm. When's the end of the Chinese New Year? The middle of February. And so we said the end of the year. They said, yep, end of the year. We meant two different years. Now, why is that important? Well, our export window, the time frame that we have to really make big soybean sales is in this winter month period. By the time we get into mid to late January, in particular into February, the Brazilians are starting to harvest their soybeans. And all of a sudden, not only China, but the rest of the world starts switching to the Brazilian crop. And so the timing of this is important, especially for soybeans, because we have this window of opportunity. And if we extend that window, and we still say it's going to be 12 million metric ton, the total numbers start to drop.
But as far as grain market performance Friday, Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management.
It was kind of a quiet session through most of the day. I mean, the market kind of went to where it wanted to be and kind of just hovered around that area for most of the session. For the week, it's not going to be such good closes when you look at it for soybeans or for a little bit lower for Kansas City wheat and also Chicago wheat. Minneapolis actually finished a little bit higher for the week, and so did corn. So there was a few bright spots in it. But, yeah, today was just, I think, a little bit of a precursor of what we're going to see next week with some pretty thin light trading. As you know, of course, next week is the week of Christmas, and that means that it's going to be really thin trading. Really only two full sessions to start the week, and then a half a session, and then we close out on Friday with a full session. But so we're going to see some pretty thin light trading. I think today was kind of an indication of some of that could happen. We did have an export sale announced this morning to China. They came in about another 134,000 metric ton of soybeans. They're slowly getting to where they want to be at, is buying that 12 million metric ton. We just need to start getting it shipped, and I think that would make the market feel a little bit better.
On AgriTalk Friday afternoon, Luke Beckman of Central Valley Ag in Elgin, Nebraska.
Really disappointed that early in the week we couldn't hold support right at the gap that we created on the news we talked about earlier. I think the one thing that surprised me was just how long managed money was when we were at our peak.
Yeah.
And with the government being shut down, you know, we didn't have that data in a timely fashion. And so as this data is getting caught up, I think that it kind of made it easier for the bean market to continue to break when we knew that there was that much length involved in the market when we pushed that high that fast. And so to me, it tells me we've got longs in this market who are now underwater. And it makes the market vulnerable to continued liquidation. And you kind of saw it this week with just this methodical selling every day. You know, we're losing 6, 7, 8, 10 cents every day as those positions just give up and exit the market. So at some point, we're going to find our footing here in the beans. I do think we'll retrace, to some levels. But what momentum we did have in this bean market is certainly gone. To me, I think it will be hard to return to the highs in the bean market. Simply because managed money was near record long, I just don't see the right conditions being created for them to get back to a position like that.
Luke Beckman, Central Valley Ag in Nebraska. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's see if there's a lump of coal in our stocking from Mother Nature.